listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love, from love, through love, and to love by the students and devotees of Bhagwan. From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay, and you are listening to Love to Love.
Love is my life. Love is my life. Love is all that I hear. No longer worry, doubt, or fear. Love is my life. It is my life. Love is my life. Love is my life. Love.
Dear listeners, welcome to the song or a bhajan you would love to sing to a million times and why.
And the first guest for today is Brother Kaustubh Pare, who is an alumni of Swami's Music College and is currently a teacher at the Music College. Brother Kaustubh was fortunate to be a part of a very select group who were known amongst the students as Meera Boys, for Swami used to ask them to sing Meera Bhajans almost every day for a stretch of few months. Here is my conversation with Brother Kaustubh Pare. Sairam, Brother Kaustubh.
Sairam Chandu Bhai.
So let me go straight to the question, and the question is, which is that bhajan or a song which you would love to listen to a million times and why?
I would like to say there is a bhajan which is Araj Suno Prabhu Sai Natha, and this bhajan is very close to my heart because there is a very beautiful story behind this, and where Swami plays an important role to cure me from the bad cough.
Okay.
Actually, what had happened was, I was in my diploma final year, post-diploma final year in music, and one fine day in the afternoon, nearly 1:45 p.m. in the afternoon, I was lying down on my bed,
mm-hmm.
and because of a bad cough,
okay.
And I was coughing very badly, and it was so painful. If I start coughing, my stomach, my neck, my hand, I think I should say whole body will pain because of that. And that's why I used to just lie down in the room for a whole day. And if I get up, I'll start coughing. So there was no other way for me to come out of it. And I was praying to Swami, do something, because I am not able to do any work.
Mm-hmm.
I need to compose music. I love to sing. I want to go to college. From 4 days, I couldn't go college. It took me, from 4 days, I was lying on the bed. And my food was coming to my room.
Okay.
And my brother was helping me to get food. They were getting my hot water to take bath. And it was very difficult for me to get up and do all these things even.
And you couldn't even go to Mandir.
Yes, yes.
So Swami used to interact with you almost every day those days. So you would have missed that opportunity.
Yes. And so I was just lying down on my bed. And I had a small harmonium in my room. So I used to just keep next to my bed only. But I couldn't sit and play even.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I was lying down, somehow I managed to play, and I was praying, Swami, please do something. I'm coughing very badly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's irritating actually.
Correct.
And so I was just moving my hands on the keys of harmonium, and mm-hmm. suddenly I found a tune, very beautiful tune, and the wordings of the bhajan also fell in the place. And I thought, oh wow, Swami, its composition is very good, but I don't need, I don't know, what is the use? I want that you should cure me from this coughing.
So you just composed a bhajan on the spot, lying down,
yes.
with the sickness,
yes.
using your harmonium.
Yes.
Okay,
and
so
it
beautiful.
Was like a prayer only. Swami, please come. If you don't want to give your darshan, at least cure me from this coughing. Okay. So, that was my prayer, and after 1 hour of lying down on the bed, I thought, okay, let's just walk for a minute in the corridor. So, somehow I managed to get up and started coughing again, yes, of course.
Okay.
And I was just walking in the corridor, and down what I see is, there is a teacher named Bhagya Sir, we call Bhagya Sir, who comes to our dispensary department to give small medicines.
Homeopathy medicines.
Homeopathy medicines to the boys. But it was 1:45 p.m. in the afternoon, and it was very hot day, sunny day, and he's walking to hostel when there is no one, because everybody has gone for college and classes.
Okay.
So I thought, why sir need to come to dispensary now? So I thought, okay, some work may be there, but it's a good chance for me to catch sir.
Okay, yeah.
So I just somehow managed to walk down, because I was in B floor, which is the first floor in the hostel. I could manage to go down and go to dispensary, and I just talked with sir. Sir, how come you are here today?
Mm-hmm.
So he told, he was also surprised kind of.
Okay.
When I heard from his mouth, he was telling, Kaustubh, I just came to institute, and I just felt inside that, okay, let's go to hostel. So I just walked towards hostel. and I'm coming to hostel. I don't know for what I have come, but when I have already come to dispensary, let's take some medicine to home. And he wanted to give to him his relatives or some known people. He told, when I have already come, then I should take some medicine. Why to go simply back? So that struck me actually. That's struck in my heart that, oh, I think Swami has sent you for me, and let's share my problem with you. So I just told sir, can you just see my throat? I'm suffering from last 4 days because of very bad coughing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just coughing. I have taken turmeric milk. I have taken several other tablets, but I have not come to you in the night times when you come to hostel. So he told, yeah, you should have come. No, why you don't? So I told sir, like, I am not able to get up actually from bed. Somehow today I am able to get up, and I'm coming to you and showing this. So he told, okay. Then sir asked me to open mouth and show me where is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I just opened my mouth, and he was telling, oh, it's very red.
Okay.
Your throat is very red. Your tonsils have become big.
Okay.
And there is some small white dots on the tonsils or throat, he told. I don't remember exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But he told, oh, it's a sign of swine flu.
Oh, okay.
That kind of disease was going on that time, I feel.
Okay.
So I told, oh, sir, can it be cured? He told, don't worry. It's only the beginning. It's the beginning stage, initial. So I will just give you the medicine. Don't worry. Right now, you will be all right. So he took the small pills, kind of that homeopathic pills, sweet pills, and he told, okay, open your mouth, and he put in my mouth. You will not believe, on the spot, as soon as I swallowed the medicine, I could feel the relief in my throat, and I didn't cough that time, so I thought, okay, it's an instant relief, so I may be coughing after 1 hour again, starting the same problem. But sir told me, no worry, don't worry, you will not cough now. Just go to room and take rest. And you will not believe, days were passing out, and I didn't cough even for single time.
So you were instantly cured by 6 homeopathy pills given by Bhagya sir.
Yes. And then I asked sir, and I was little bit emotional also, and I just controlled myself. I told sir, I think Swami has sent you for me. And then he also told, yes, Kostub, I am also surprised, but why I am walking towards hostel, and why I need to go to hostel? But I just felt in my heart that I should go to hostel. And okay, so just he came to hostel and he took some medicine for his known person whom he wanted to give. He just took because he had come to hostel. So I just cried and told, yes sir, it's Swami who helped me. And I just came back to room and I was fine after some days.
That is so beautiful. So to sum it up, you were sick, you were lying on your bed, struggling to get up and sit because of your cough.
Yes.
And then you just pray to Swami and you got a song, you composed that song.
Yes.
And then you come out of the hostel and you see Bhagya sir walking in.
Yes.
And he gives you 6 pills which instantly cures you of your disease.
Yes.
And of course it is, undoubtedly it is Swami's work.
Yes.
So now for the sake of our listeners, would you please sing few lines of that bhajan that you composed spontaneously that day?
Yes. Because I love this bhajan so much, and I would love to sing now. अर्ज सुनो प्रभु साई नाथ अर्ज सुनो प्रभु साई नाथ दर्शन दो अब स्वामी दर्शन दो अब स्वामी अर्ज सुनो प्रभु साईनाथ द्वार खड़ा हूँ आओ साई द्वार खड़ा हूँ आओ साई चरण शरण दो स्वामी हृदय निवासी बाबा साई प्राण सखा तुम स्वामी अर्ज सुनो प्रभु साई नाथ.
So beautiful. So dear listeners, for your information, this bhajan is now a part of the album Bhavanjali 6. which is produced by the Sri Satya Sai Media Division and is available at the Sai Blossom store in Prashanti Nilayam. And of course, you will now hear this version, which is there in Bhavanjali 6 in the voice of Brother Ravi Kumar.
सुनो प्रभु साई नाथा
सुनो प्रभु साई नाथा
अरज सुनो प्रभु साई नाथा दर्शन दो अब स्वामी
दर्शन दो अब स्वामी
दर्शन दो अब स्वामी
दर्शन दो अब स्वामी
सुनो प्रभु साईनाथ
सुनो प्रभु साईनाथ
द्वार खड़ा हूँ आओ साई तुम स्वामी
प्राण सखा तुम स्वामी
सुनो प्रभु साई नाथ
सुनो प्रभु साई नाथ
दर्शन दो अब स्वामी
दर्शन दो अब स्वामी
अरज सुनो प्रभु साईनाथ
सुनो प्रभु साईनाथ
द्वार खड़ा हूँ आओ साई सखा तुम स्वामी प्राण सखा तुम स्वामी अर्ज सुनो प्रभु साई नाथा
back, dear listeners, to the bhajan or a song you would love to listen to a million times and why. The next guest for the day is Brother Priyant, who joined the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for his BCom Honours program. He later went on to do an MBA and passed out as an alumni of Swami's College in the year 2011. He is an incredibly talented guitarist and singer with a special liking for Western music. He was also a part of Swami's brass band for 2 years during his program, during his MBA program. He is currently pursuing his passion, that is music, and wants to do a master's program in Western music. Over to my conversation with Brother Priyant. Sairam, Brother Priyant, and welcome to the program, the song that you would love to listen to a million times and why. Now, before I ask that question to you, let's talk a bit about your adventure with music. And the reason I am calling it an adventure is because, at least in India, if you say that you want to pursue a career in music, all the elders and parents and others would roll their eyes, because it is not such an easy thing to pursue a career in music, you know, compared to so many other fields. So when and how did you get so passionately involved with music?
Saram Chandu, I'm really privileged to be here at your show. I started playing music when I was just 6 years old, and how it happened was my dad always wanted to learn guitar, and he never got an opportunity to do that. So he made sure that, you know, I learn music and then do something in life through music. So it was on my birthday, April of 18th, when I was in the year 1995. I was turning 6, and I remember my mom and dad came to me after school to pick me up, and then I saw a guitar in my dad's hand. It was a jumbo big guitar, and I was too small to play the guitar, you know. So I started playing since then, and for the first few months, you know, my dad forced me to practice and things like that. And later on, as I started playing, I knew that was it.
So who was your first teacher? Did your dad teach you, or you learned from somebody else?
My dad is always, you know, he was my first teacher, and till date he is my one teacher to whom I always look upon, because he tells about the feelings you get, the joy you get by doing music, and he tells me to, I played with a lot of rock bands, I played a lot of gigs, you know. There are so many things that's happening in the music field, in the music industry. The people today in so many places don't go for music. They go for something else. You know, the kind of music which I do, the Western music, that thing is totally different. And because of my dad, he's always, you know, shown me the good side of music. He's always told me that you go there because only of music. And he, because of that, I've never deviated myself from doing other things apart from music, even during the, you know, even though I'm in the Western music. So yeah, that my dad has always been my inspiration, my teacher. After that, I moved on to learn under some guitarists from rock bands in Darjeeling there itself. Then I learned music theory. But I knew there was something that was really attracting me towards music. And finally, now when I look back and when I see what's that something, I realize that it was nothing but I was getting more, you know, attracted towards Swami. And I was realizing that it was the right path for me so that I get connected to God. So, yeah, that was it.
That is it's a very beautiful start. You said that your dad used to force you to practice in the beginning.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about practice, because you're one person, one student guitarist whom at least I have seen who takes practice very seriously. Okay, and I've heard a lot of stories about you practicing for close to 6 to 7 to 8 hours at a stretch and all that. So tell the listeners a little bit about the kind of practice that you do and how practicing an instrument, or even if you're a vocalist, how practice plays such a crucial role in your evolution as a musician.
I believe that practice is like a prayer, and which you need to do it every day. And it's one of the most important things for a musician. That is one thing which, irrespective of where you are or what you are doing, you need to practice. And practice need not always be sitting with the instrument, or if you are a vocalist singing the song. Practice, I feel, it's all about mind control.
Okay.
Practice is all about producing the vibration that is within you to come out and reach out to the people, to communicate your inner soul to the people. I feel that is what practice is about. I've seen, there were musicians, or there are so many people who, let's say, you are practicing a scale. So you do that, you are practicing a major scale, and, you know, but finally when you are on the stage, people don't want that. People don't want to listen. People want a song.
Correct.
People want to listen to you. So how do you get that? Until and unless your mind is not calm, until and unless you are not connected to your inner soul, you won't be able to compose stuff,
mm-hmm.
compose good music.
Let's just take a break here. Now, since you're talking about practicing scales, can you just play a few scales on the guitar that you practice?
Yeah, I do. I'll show you a major scale first. A major scale. Now what you can do is, you know, you can improvise on the scale or the permutations and combinations of the scale. That's the basic. That's for warming up your fingers. And now once you get the scale, what I generally do is I try playing the scale how I feel within. So, for example, if I'm doing a, let's say a scale which is known as, a Lydian mode. Now, what is this Lydian mode? Let me show you in terms of E. Lydian mode in Hindustani classical is nothing but a Yaman rag.
Okay.
So, what is the scale comprises of is nothing but the fourth note is sharpened. So, in terms of Hindustani classical, you are using a Tibrama. Sa re ga ma ma. Because of this, it becomes a Lydian mode, which gives me a diminished chord. So, I like the scale very much. So, I play the scale. Now, how do I practice? No, I love the scale. Now, I need to say something. So, I do. So that way I add a melody to a stuff and then you keep playing that.
So basically what you do is when you're practicing a scale, you're not just practicing just the notes of the scale, but you're trying to create a melody while you're practicing itself.
Yes, and I think melody is very, very important when you do something.
Okay, that's amazing. So now let's go back to practice. Let's talk a little bit about the hours that you put into practice. I forgot the name for it. They call it Chullam. What is the name for it?
Chilla,
okay. So I've heard a beautiful story when one of the summers when you are here and then you are practicing, you're doing this Chilla exercise. But before you go to the story, please explain to the audience what exactly the Chilla is. And I heard a very beautiful story related to that. Could you please explain what is Chilla and the story that, the experience that you got while you were doing your Chilla?
Chilla is actually an ancient Hindustani classical practice. The concept about Chilla is, it need not always be in terms of music. It can be in any field. It's nothing but following the same thing, or following a particular discipline for a period of 40 days. For example, let's say every day morning, you get up for Suprabhatam. You do it continuously for 40 days without a break. Let's say you are practicing a scale and you play the scale continuously for 40 days, only that scale, in a proper timing which you have set. So this was told to me by one of the students of music college, and I was so eager to do it. I wanted to experience the thing. Then what happened was, in my break, in my summer vacations, after my first MBA.
Okay, so before you go to that story, so basically you practice throughout the day, right from morning till night, for 40 days, you practice one single scale. Is that right?
Yes, but it depends on how much hours you are willing to put. It can be some people do it for 1 hour, some people for 2 hours. So in between they take a break. And very important thing is, it's like you are isolated from the world and you are only with music, or you are only with the thing which you are passionate about. So one important thing is, you don't talk to anyone, you talk only to your mother. So it was my first, after my first year MBA, I had a summer vacations and I really wanted to do this practice, Chilla. I remember I fixed my schedule. I used to get up 4 o'clock in the morning and then, you know, after freshen up till 4:30 and then start my practice from 4:30 in the morning. And first 4:30 to, let's say, 8 o'clock, if I'm doing a particular scale, I do that as my warm-up exercise. And then the day goes on with that, with my practice. And mommy used to come and give me my food and things like that. First day was good, really tiring. Second day was okay. Third day was very, very difficult. I've been in the same room for almost 3 days now. And this is the time when my mind is, you know, really started thinking all sorts of things which you're not supposed to think. All sorts of negative things. When you are not out in the world, your mind is just closed and then it wants to escape. And all sorts of negative thoughts that's been running in my mind now on the third day. So I just don't know what to do. I can't go out because I've, you know, decided that I'm going to do this for 40 days. Then I realized, yeah, I remember third day was my birthday. It was 18th of April. It was 18th of April, and then I realized that I was almost at the verge of crying. I knew, I was at the point in time crying. No, I, there's no one beside me. I can't talk to anyone. I want to go out. I want to do something. So there was a book, there's this particular book which has really inspired me a lot, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. So I had that book. I took out the book and I read a paragraph from the book so that it helps me to live in the present. Because that's, when I was reading the book, I couldn't read the sentences because my eyes were filled with tears. And as I was wiping my tears, with the blur image, I could see Swami in front of me. I was shocked, I was surprised. Yes, he is there, yes, I can tell him now. Then as I wiped my tears, again the next moment I saw, I looked up, he was not there. Again, that really boosted me for another couple of days, another 5 days, let's say. I realized that, yes, he is there. No matter if no one is there in your life, he is there. And on 23rd of April, that was my 9th day. It was again difficult for me. And when I was practicing, I just saw the shape of Swami in my room. That was on 23rd of April. And I completed my 9th day, and on 24th of April, Mommy comes to my room in the morning and she tells me that Swami is no more. She tells me Swami is no more, and then now I have to go back to Parthi no matter what. So I'm not going to complete this thing. So I decided to go to Parthi that day. I met my friends in the town. We were booking the tickets and, you know, all my friends were crying. But then I was at peace. Because I just had darshan and I felt really happy. So what if you want, he is there.
Yeah.
After coming over here also, after seeing Swami's body, I was not shocked for a few days. Then after 5-6 days, I could get the vibration of people crying. Then, you know, it happened. But for the first initial phase, I was not at all, you know, worried or he has left or he is gone. And because I knew if I practice, he is there. So till date, practice is so important for me because I want to see him or I want to connect to him. And so I knew I had to take up music as my career. No matter what kind of music I play, what kind of blues numbers I play, because I know it's he who has created the things, he who has created music, and I play it for him.
That was such an amazing, mind-blowing experience, if I have to say. The kind of practice that you do, I don't think it is any different from spiritual sadhana. I mean, you are literally shutting yourself up in a room for 40 days and then you don't talk to anybody. The only thing that you do is to practice music. And of course, music is such a powerful medium to connect with God. And it is no surprise that Swami appeared that day in your room while you are practicing, because what you are doing was nothing but meditation, if I can call it that way. So possibly at this juncture, I might request you to sing a song. Maybe whatever inspires you. You just told the story, such a beautiful story. Whichever song comes to your mind first, just sing it.
I remember singing this song in front of Swami in the year 2009 when he took me to Kodai. One English song. He was telling all the Burakatha boys to do this, and I love singing Western songs. I was thinking he won't tell me to sing, you know. But then, to my utter amazement, he told me to sing. So this is the song called "Is This a Dream Come True," which I specially wrote it for Swami, and it's also there in my upcoming album. So I hope you enjoy the song.
Love you and
Brother Priyant. So, setting the mood with that song, let me go to the question. Which is that song or a bhajan that you would love to listen to a million times and why?
I would love to listen to a bhajan that is Anandamayi Bhagwan. I love that bhajan because I remember a recording for this bhajan, for the Bhavanjali. And when Ravi sir was taking the vocals, I was there, and till date, I have not heard that kind of melody in any bhajan. And one more thing is, this bhajan is based on the Raga Yaman, which I love so much. I am in love with Yaman Rag, in fact. So, this is the bhajan which I love the most.
So beautiful. I think a few weeks back, when I had asked the same question to few boys in the studio, one of them who said that this is his favorite bhajan. So dear listeners, you will now listen to the bhajan Anandamaya Bhagwan, which Brother Priyant would love to listen to a million times, sung by Brother Ravi Kumar, taken from the album Bhavanjali 1.
Anyatha Sharanam Nasti Twameva Sharanam Mama. तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष साईश्वरा भगवान हे प्रेममय भगवान आनंदमय भगवान हे प्रेममय भगवान आनंदमय भगवान हे प्रेममय भगवान आनंदमय भगवान हे प्रेममय भगवान ओ भगवान साई भगवान भगवान साई भगवान आनंदमय भगवान हे प्रेममय भगवान प्रभु साईरा
करुणानिधि प्रभु साईरा
हे करुणानिधि प्रभु साईरा
करुणानिधि प्रभु साईरा
कृपानिधि दिनों के प्राण दिनों के प्राण
पानी दे दिनों के प्राण
ले लो प्रभु मुझे शरण लगा लो
ले लो प्रभु मुझे शरण लगा
ले लो प्रभु मुझे शरण लगा लो
ले लो प्रभु मुझे शरण लगा
मुझे दया करो भगवान
मुझे दया करो भगवान
मुझे कृपा करो भगवान
मुझे कृपा
आनंदमय भगवान हे प्रेममय भगवान
आनंदमय भगवान हे प्रेममय भगवान
ओ भगवान साई भगवान
भगवान
आनंदमया
भगवान हे प्रेममया भगवान
आनंदमया भगवान हे प्रेममया भगवान
हे करुणानिधे प्रभु साईरा
करुणानिधे प्रभु साईरा
कृपानिधे दिनों के प्राण
कृपानिधे दिनों के प्राण
कृपानिधे दिनों के प्राण
कृपानिधे दिनों के प्राण
ले लो प्रभु मुझे शरण लगा लो
प्रभु मुझे शरण लगा
मुझे दया करो भगवान
मुझे दया करो भगवान
मुझे कृपा करो भगवान
मुझे कृपा करो भगवान
आनंदमय भगवान हे प्रेममय भगवान
वेलकम बैक डियर लिसनर्स एंड आवर फाइनल गेस्ट फॉर द डे इज सिस्टर दर्शना शिवनांतम फ्रॉम मलेशिया. Sister Darshana, who is a freelance photographer by profession, she is a very active Sai youth who is also a Balvikas teacher and lives in Kuala Lumpur. So I asked her the same question and here is a recorded response that she sent.
I think the most important thing about a bhajan or a song is the feeling that it evokes in a person and also the connection that you feel when you hear that bhajan. My first trip to Puttaparthi was in 2007 when I attended the World Youth Conference along with about 6,000 other youths. It was a very, very special trip for me as it was the first time that I was going to see Swami in his physical form. I can remember very clearly one morning darshan when we were all seated patiently waiting for Swami to come. He came and after he did, bhajans began. Swami so graciously sat at the veranda and gave us such beautiful darshan. As I looked at him, I could remember just how the love was oozing out of him and reaching all of us. And exactly at that point, a bhajan was sung. It's an English bhajan. I keep feeling your love in me, over and over again. The song, coupled with Swami's physical presence, gave such an overwhelming feeling of love, abundance, joy, bliss, everything under the sun. Because of this one memory, this song, until today, still remains one of my most favorite bhajans.
I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweet. Sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my
I sigh every night. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. 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 I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. 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 And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. And it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to the song or a bhajan that you would love to hear a million times and why. Now, it would be amazing if you would send your answer to this question to listener at radiosai.org and I will play it for you next week. Well, here is an email that I got in response to my last week's show. This is from Sister Gayatri Sharma, Chinmaya Nagar, Chennai. So let's see which is that song that Sister Gayatri would love to listen to a million times. She says, if you ask me this question, my answer would be Premamrit Barisao Baba. A beautiful bhajan I would like to listen to any number of times. And one more bhajan is Ramachandra Sri Ram. I heard this particular bhajan in Kulwant Hall when Swami was in the hospital. It really helped me to connect myself with Swami. This bhajan brought all my happiness back as I could visualize Swami in the throne enjoying the bhajan in a blissful state. Thank you, Sister Gayatri, for your email. So, dear listeners, here is that bhajan that Sister Gayatri would love to listen to a million times from the album Bhavanjali 6, sung by Brother Ravi Kumar.
Sao Baba
Prema
Amrit Barsao Baba
Prema Amrit Barsao Baba
Daya Karo
भगवान
कृपा करो भगवान दया करो भगवान
उतारो जन्म मरण से
बरसाओ बाबा दया करो भगवान कृपा करो भगवान प्रेमामृत बरसाओ बाबा तुम्हारी दया बिन कैसा जीवन रोम रोम में बसने वाले राम
रोम में बसने वाले राम
रोम रोम में बसने मरण से पार उतारो
मरण से पार उतारो
दया करो भगवान कृपा करो भगवान दया करो भगवान कृपा करो भगवान प्रेमामृत बरसाओ बाबा
Dear listeners, welcome back to Love to Love. Do write to us to listener@radiosai.org about your comments and suggestions about this program or in general about the Thursday live shows. You can also write about the song or bhajan that you would love to listen to a million times and with reasons as to why, and I would play it for you, provided of course we have the broadcast rights. The time in the studios right now is 3:13 p.m. and at 3:30 p.m. we will have Brother Ganesh with the Telugu live segment Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari. Till then, I have a playlist of beautiful songs lined up for your listening. So this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. So have a blissful Thursday and see you next week at 2 p.m.
There's a stream of love. Come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love. Come to the shore, come to the shore. There's a stream of love. Come to the waters, come to the waters. Shore, come to the shore. If you need some healing, here's how to begin. First you must put all of your trust in Spirit, then just wait on Him. to the shore, come to the shore. If you're constantly thirsty and the world leaves you unsatisfied, know that in all those places you've been seeking, there's one place you might not have tried. There's a stream of love. Come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love. Come to the shore, come to the shore. It's been said that love will cast down everything not of itself. If you will push aside all you're afraid of, reach up, take love off the shelf. There's a stream of love. Come to the waters, come to the waters. There's a stream of love. Come to the shore, come to the shore. There's a stream of love, there's a stream of love, there's a stream of love. Come to the water.
Oh, my God. my sweetness, my strength and delight. You are my grace, my joy beyond all. Pour forth your beauty, I hear you call.
I love you, my Lord. I love you, my Lord.
I love you, my Lord. I love you, Lord. You are my sun, shine forth your rays. You are my light, make clear the new day. You are the moon, the cloud and the rain. Open my heart and help me to sing.
I love you, my Lord. I love you, my Lord.
I love you, my Lord. I love you, Lord. Strength, power and bliss, color and grandeur, sweet tenderness, gentle and pure, humble and true, reach in my soul, so your love pours through.
I love you, my Lord. I love you, my Lord. I love you, my Lord. I love you.
You are my bliss, my cheer light. Blessings and grace, for this you have come. Love me forever, my Lord, we are one.